From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate Judiciary Committee has begun its confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy praised Sotomayor as a judicial pioneer who would serve with distinction on the High Court.
In truth, we do not have to speculate about what kind of a justice she'll be because we've seen what kind of a judge she has been. She is a judge in which all Americans can have confidence.
Leahy also had a veiled warning to Republicans on the panel when he said, "Let no one demean this extraordinary woman." The ranking Republican, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, said he and his GOP colleagues will maintain a respectful tone, but he quickly zeroed in on Sotomayor's decision as a member of a federal appeals court panel in the case of the city of New Haven, Connecticut, which threw out a promotion exam for firefighters because the results did not produce enough qualified black candidates, a decision that was reversed by the Supreme Court.
Judge Sotomayor's empathy for one group of firefighters turned out to be prejudice against another. That is, of course, the logical flaw in the empathy standard. Empathy for one party is always prejudice against another.
Sotomayor is expected to make her opening statement later today. President Obama has just nominated a family physician from Alabama, Regina Benjamin, to be the next Surgeon General.
The list of qualifications that make Dr. Benjamin an outstanding candidate to be America's leading spokesperson on issues of public health are long indeed.
Mr. Obama speaking in the White House Rose Garden. Benjamin was the youngest doctor and the first black woman to be elected to the board of the American Medical Association. She rose to public awareness through her determined effort to rebuild her health clinic after it was devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Liquid hydrogen and oxygen are being pumped into the space shuttle Endeavour in advance of this evening's scheduled launch, but weather conditions are forecast to be marginal. Thunderstorms forced last night's launch attempt to be scrubbed minutes before liftoff. It was the fourth delay in the start of Endeavour's mission. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has more.
Veteran astronauts Mark Polansky, Dave Wolf, and Julie Payette will board Endeavour along with their four rookie crewmates. This is as far as the crew got yesterday before thunderstorms near the launch pad violated NASA safety rules. Former astronaut Charlie Precourt flew four times on the shuttle. He says the toughest part of a scrubbed launch is staying sharp for the next attempt.
Much like an athlete who's up on his game and he has to sit out for a rain day, he loses a little bit of his edge. The big challenge is keeping your edge and readiness for what you have to do on your mission.
Endeavour's four launch scrubs isn't a NASA record. A 1986 Columbia flight was postponed six times. The pilot on that earlier mission was Charlie Bolden, President Obama's pick to lead NASA. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 137 points. The NASDAQ is up 23. This is NPR News. A cemetery in suburban Chicago has been declared a crime scene and has been closed down as authorities begin the process of trying to identify the people in about 100,000 graves there. The cemetery is where four former workers allegedly dug up bodies to resell burial plots. In Iraq, officials have imposed vehicle bans on the streets of two mainly Christian towns in the northern part of the country. They've also boosted security around churches in Baghdad after a series of bombings at Christian churches yesterday. Those attacks killed at least four people. European Union nations and Turkey have signed a deal to build a new pipeline for supplying natural gas to the EU. It's part of Europe's effort to reduce dependence on Russia. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
The EU has long planned to diversify its energy supply, more than a quarter of which currently comes from Russia, mostly through Ukraine. Recurrent cutoffs of that supply during disputes between Russia and transit countries, including for a three-week period in January, have prompted EU authorities to finalize plans that have been in the works for 7 years. The Nabucco deal, signed between EU nations Austria, Bulgaria, Hungary, and Romania, and Turkey, would transport gas to Europe from the Caspian region and the Middle East starting in 2014. But despite the long-awaited political agreement, many questions remain, such as who's going to pay for the $10 billion construction and what countries would provide the gas. Turkey wants to include Iran. The U.S., which has pledged to support the project, says that would be unacceptable for now. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Gasoline prices have registered their most significant decline since last December over the past 2 weeks, prices at the pump dropping 10 cents a gallon. And industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, she expects that trend to continue. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.